We are continuing reading from HaSefer Kitvun LeDorot, Baruch Hashem, we're on Daf Nun Gimel. Okay, Daf Nun Gimel, now we're going to speak about today about a Sefer called Sefer Toldos Adam, Toldot Adam, and Mevoah Sharim. Oh, Mevoah Sharim. Okay, so again, Toldos Adam is one of them from the Sfarim that Avraham Azulai and Rav Yaakov Tzemach were able to successfully publish. And we'll speak about Mevoah Sharim. Pash Gaban, says Rav Yaakov Hillel, Pash Gaban Levaer in Yanush of Sefer Mevoah Sharim, Shigamu Mekitve Madura Batresh and Ram Chaim Vital Zatzah. Now, interesting enough, he calls that the Mevoah Sharim is part and parcel of Madura Batre. The way I heard the Shalshelet of Mevoah Sharim, the story about Mevoah Sharim, is really called Batre de Batre, which is the final edition of the Kitva Arizo. So let's see what he says about this. V'hine, lo baror davar im kotvu Rav Chaim Vital Zal lifnei shakitva madura batra or achem. We're not quite sure, says Rav Chaim Yaakov Hillel, whether this was written either at the same time of madura batra or after them. Ulam ze baror she Rav Yaakov Tzemach Zatzal arach oto אחרי סיום עריכת שער כתבי מדור הבטר, כולל ספר עדות יעקב. So one thing's for sure, that we know that Rav Yaakov Tzemach was in charge of his מדור הבטר. Now the מדור הבטר, as we spoke about many times, was culminated, was all put into a ספר called עדות יעקב. So one thing's for sure, is that this edition of מדור of מבוא שערים definitely came after that. Now, כמו שיר בהגאותיו לספר מבואר שערים, as we see from the הגאות, which are placed in מבואר שערים, שמה בלציון ספר עדות ביעקב, אלף בית יוד. So you see over there clearly that in the הגאות, the רב יעקב צמח פות over there, he includes over there this abbreviation, עין בית יוד, which stands for עדות ביעקב. So obviously, עדות ביעקב was written before מבואר שערים. ברם, but the truth is, מנוסחו נראה שהוא האחרון מהמדורות. כי הספר מבואר שערים חשב רב מערכו ז"ל את זרוע קודשו וכתב לדרושים על סדר השתלשות בחזקה וחזקה דיין ותוספת הרחבה ובמהרה מכל שאר מדורות. The truth of the matter is that it's clear from the writings that this was the last and final edition of all the Kitva Arizah. So it seems that the Rav Chaim Vital really put all his efforts in this last one and really explained it at length and with clarity, exceptional clarity. V'yesh bo harbe yidiot nechutzot v'akdamot ne'alamot ne'alot. And there are extremely important yesodot which are there. Vesberim unachim umusagim gluim, and also important information which was not included. Bishum she'ena bishum echad meshah sfarav. So you see the great importance of this great sefer called Mevoah Sharim, which a lot of the information is not included in any other sfarim. Lashon sefer mereisha ad gemar. We know that the writing is extremely, extremely clear, exceptionally clear. And he writes over here, the Keshe Shara Chalakav Chakim Chakav and B'Tachlit Diyuk V'Dikduk. They are extremely precise and all placed in the right order, which is exceptional. As we explained many times, because many of the Ksavim were completely a mess and not in disorder. And was left to people which really did not have such a great idea in the Kitva Arizah to put it together. The often shelule velo chalokim rabim mimenu eyod gidgniza velaka bechase ayazeh sefer aiti b'limudei ariyim. So Baruch Hashem, we had this sefer in order to put everything into place to give us a sort of a map to know where to put all the other tzavim into place. Tikvua bo kol adam in yano. כמו שאומר הזקן, like the זקן המקובלים, דור שלפנינו, the great מקובל הוא הגאון, כמו רבינו הרב חיים שאול דווק, According to Tzal, the Sifra Eifa Shleva. And we then have Chaf Aleph in his great Sefer Eifa Shleva, which is a Haggaot on the Otzot Chaim. It's printed together with the Otzot Chaim. It has actually a scum of the Leshem Shabbat Chalam. That's an interesting story about the Eifa Shleva, because the Eifa Shleva wasn't being sold. It was written by Chav Shaul Zweck, which has a whole story about, we spoke about him a little bit, about the stories, how he left. I think we're going to leave that for the moment. But anyways, his sefer is very interesting, that in his sefer Eifa Shleva was not being sold. Once the great Gaon of the Leshem, which is the great grandfather of the great grandfather of Yosef Aliyashiv Zatzal, gave it to Skama, then the sefer, interesting enough, just started selling like hotcakes. It really started selling. So it's a very popular sefer, it's called Eifa Shleva. I would advise anybody listening to Shum learning the Otzot Chaim to definitely go by them. It's very, very deep, and it definitely gives you a deeper insight into the Otzot Chaim. So Kofan, getting back to here, there he's Mashaber, Shaul Zweck is Mashaber, the writings of the ketavim called Mevor Shalim. A me'ayim b'sefer Mevor Shalim heitiv yireh shebarikto lo shama Rav Chaim Tal Zal al zrarot b'akdamato lekeilat Yaakov shelo la'afkiv v'la'chelek drushim. We know that Rav Chaim Tal was very, very careful, very, very snoot, and very reserved about giving out the holy writings of his master Ariza. And then he writes in the Yedamo that you should not do it, should be Yechidim. But here, interesting enough, in Mevoshan, he left that out. But it's not the Yedamo, B'klalim, L'osiv L'Groa, K'mali Ot, K'tanei K'asher Lo Shama V'lo Kibem Rabo. And everything that he wrote was word for word, what he heard from his great master. V'hu K'sefer Mevoshanim Lo Dai She'achi Be'hir, Kavanat Rabo betoch guf anusach atzmo. But not only did he expand and clarify the writings, al pi yidiat hakdamot v'nidbarur b'drushim akrim, according to the other lessons that he learned, kedarko b'kol shar kitvei Ariza medurbata shelo v'kemuvan le'el, elo shegam hegiy sfekotav v'ketav sikumim maskanot mishelo. And not only that, we know that he's left a lot of and a lot of indecisions in the writings, in his previous writings, that he said he wasn't sure, he wasn't convinced that he remembers properly what he heard many times. Again, it was you could just imagine learning this extreme amount of information within a year and 10 months. It's phenomenal what he was able to capture. So we can understand a lot of times he writes to us that he's forgotten or he's not sure. But interesting enough, in Medur Batra, there he's machia, and he gives us maskanot, clear mahalchim in this limud. V'kol achad v'kol hevdil, k'divu ha'rab v'divu ha'talmid olim b'kane echad, sorry, v'kol miksha achad, v'lo hevdil. Everything goes straight, everything's understood, clarity. Starts in the Seder of the Patsufim from the top to the bottom. Ve'efsher sha'achen ketav ze lifnei sha'akifrei mudurabat misudonim lifnei. And it could actually be that he actually wrote this before the mudurabat. Before lifnei sha'akifrei mudurabat. המסודרים בסבע אותות חיים בקהילת יעקב ואדם ראש ישר, וכיוון שהחליט לא להפריד ולחלק הדרושים, לכן חזר בו סידר זה בספר זה, וגונזור חזר בארץ בספרים בלא חילוקת דרושים, בלי לכלול מסקנותיו וסכומים בכלל דברי רבו, אלא עשם ספר בפני עצמו בסדר אדם ישר. Or Efsha, so he's just theorizing, he's not sure of Yaakov Miller, what's the pshat in this sefer. Or Efsha, Bata Ifra, Sheikhlit Besof Lasod Nisayon Lechaber Chibur Mushlam B'Torat Rabo. Ledato Hu, Ledato Hu, Vekifi Sheivinu Vesigur Hu, Limrot שהסתייגותו מזה בתכלית, באופן שספר מובן שערים הוא מדורה האחרונה ביותר, ברוך היודע. So we're not sure whether he wrote it before, wrote it after, what was the reason why he hit it. But nevertheless, Baruch HaYodea, it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, this sefer is mushlam and one of the best svarim out there. Ve'ech shigiye, it doesn't really matter. The Masa Yosefer mushlam, it's complete, mevurag and clear. Ve'yote ale, sedea shtashlu fatufim, very clear in all the shtashlu. Ela, shekenaz kilea chaseyim bo habe chalakim shelo yigiye liyadeinu. Nevertheless, there are a lot of information which is missing. בהקדמות לספר דרך ארץ חיים קרא רב משה מאיר פפירי שצר חלקי ספר מבואר שערים מדוע חמישי. There he calls it, רב מאיר פפירי, he calls it מדור חמישי. Now why is he called it the fifth edition? He lists out the editions of him. אם כן, איך שהיה להבין כמה נקרא. Madur, the first edition was Kuntras Akitzo, as we know. Those are the bullet points, the quick notes that he wrote in Shir. The Kitzo Nduar Kama, the Sefer Drushim, that's called Madur Rishona. Madur Shniya, it's called Sefer Etzchaim, Shal Piv Ara Rav Shmuel Vital, Es Shmona Sharim, the Katav, the Shikadav, the Eshiya Madur Batra, De Madur Kama. The Kaur Rav Chidahu Emsaita. So different names, either Emsaita, the middle one, Madur Shniya, Shmona Sharim, Omin in Sefer Etzchaim, Omin in the second Tekufa, the second epic of the lifespan of these writings. The third edition was finally Sefer Otot Chaim, Kilat Yaakov. Then the fourth edition was Sefer Adam Yasha. The Kefi Shekatav Mufosh Resh, Resha, Kali Noga. There he writes completely. The Adam Yasha came after Otot Chaim and Kilat Yaakov. And finally, the final edition was Sefer Mavor Sha'arim. Mavor Sha'arim, which was finally the culmination of all. That was Mavor Sha'arim. Okay. So I think we'll stop it now for here. So we'll continue next time. Good.